ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Bonza Airlines has gone into voluntary administration, and it hasn't been a Bonza experience for Australian travellers. Hundreds of passengers were left stranded after the airline suddenly cancelled all its flights. Passengers arrived at airports in the morning to find Bonza's entire fleet had been grounded, with no indication of when or if services will resume. Many of the routes operated by Bonza are not serviced by Qantas or Virgin. Tracy Hilbert was one, only found out that her flight to Rockhampton had been cancelled as she was due to board, and she joins us this morning. Tracy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Patricia.
You'd booked the flight at the last minute after news your father was unwell. Just explain how events unfolded for you yesterday.
I had got up in the morning at 3 o'clock to travel to the airport and got through and had breakfast and then walked down to the Bonza departure lounge at about 5 o'clock. I then was talking to an older lady and I had said to her at 5:40 that we should be boarding now. There was no staff or anything. There was just one, like, security guard, I think he was, standing there. And she said, next minute, she said to me, it's been cancelled. And I got straight onto my phone and texted my husband because I knew he'd be awake, to be told he passed on my messages, the messages from Bonza. And then 5 minutes later at 10 to 6, the crew that was outside had come inside and told everybody that it had been cancelled. They're sorry for the thing. It was operational service thing that they were not flying, but... So I went up to the service desk very upset because my father had passed away that morning, yesterday morning, in the early hours in the morning. And they said, go down, get your bag, go and see the ground staff. But we all know that Bonza is the ground staff. Is the staff that's upstairs. So I went and got my bag and no one to be seen. Next minute I seen Jetstar and another gentleman that was waiting for the flight too. He said he couldn't afford to go there. I just handed over my credit card and everything, but they don't go to Gladstone or Rocky. They only went to Brisbane, so I then had to, I knew Virgin would be going up there because I've travelled with them before. So I went up with my ticket and I said, is there any possibilities of getting me to Gladstone today because my father's died and I need to get up there, up here, straight away.
It's really...
So it was all up in the air.
So just basically no information?
No, none at all.
What was the atmosphere like at the airport? I mean, people must have been...
They were peeved off. This is the first time that I've travelled with them since they've started because they do come up to Gladstone and my family is in Gladstone. Yes, they may be cheaper, but they have been good to me up until now, with the worst part of I needed them yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's only a two-hour trip. It took me all day. It took me from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock to get up here.
You finally made it up to your mum's in Gladstone, but obviously that was a very, very stressful day. I suppose, I mean, more broadly, for people who need to do these sorts of trips in a more affordable way, how big a loss is this this airline potentially for people like you?
I think it's a very big loss. But as the radios are saying, that they've gone big too fast. If they would have just even go to one destination once a week, it may have worked in their advantage. I'm actually supposed to be flying back on Friday. We're organising the funeral today, but I've got plans and everything on the weekend, so I need to go back. I'm not sure whether Bonza is flying, as I heard on your news. So I'm going to be contacting another airline to get me back. So I won't be travelling Bonza for a little while.
Tracy, thank you for joining us and telling us your story.
Thank you.
Tracy Hilbert was one of the passengers left stranded after budget airline Bonza went into voluntary administration yesterday. And I suppose it just tells the story, doesn't it, of people who are travelling for reasons which are, you know, not recreation, which I think some of the reporting has assumed that it's all just recreation flying, but trying to travel back to after the death of her father. Very sad story.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.